Welcome to the world of podcasting.
You are now connected.
It's the Love Chat. The Love Chat.
With Honey and David High. And now, your hosts. Podcasting from San Francisco. It's Honey. Podcasting from Los Angeles in California. David High. Mwah.
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
Warning. This program is habit forming.
The Love Chat with Honey and David Hart. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome again to another episode of the show. It has been over probably 4 months, huh? David Hart.
Yeah. We've been very busy lately.
We've changed fields, that's why, Daba.
Yeah, and
remember that time when I said Daba?
What's Daba? I remember. Oh,
that was an inside joke, you guys don't know, but when we were starting out our radio career, we were with, I believe that was RX 93.1,
yep,
with Radio 1. We were tandems back then. It was an all-English radio show. Then, all of a sudden, this guy just mentioned the Daba word, and I was caught off guard. So then I said, yeah, what's Daba?
It was like embarrassing, and I was like looking at you that time, oh, what did I say?
When I said that,
yeah, Daba meaning it's like you want to confirm, right, to that person.
Yeah, it's just like saying
confirmation, something like that.
Exactly, it's just like saying right, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Isn't that right?
And you mentioned a while ago, you greeted them good afternoon, right? So we would like to greet them good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. They can listen anytime. So what's keeping you busy, honey?
Just like you, you know, naman, you're my idol, so I've changed and switched careers.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's nice, huh?
Following your footsteps, eh.
Wow.
Idol. Following your footsteps.
Yeah.
I've been doing medical work with this private doctor. Just like you, I know you're working in a hospital right now, right?
Yeah. You know, the feeling's not that good when you work in a hospital or something like that, because it's hard to see, you know, the patients suffer sometimes, but that's part of the job that we're doing, actually, hospital. And, you know, money also.
Practical, I know, you know? But as the saying goes, first love never dies, and our first love definitely India, right? So we're back, folks, giving you entertainment, music, and whatnot, right?
I hope we'll be doing more episodes in the coming months and days, I guess. We don't know yet what's going to happen next, right?
Hopefully. If our schedule permits.
And so let's talk about right now. Like 4 months ago, we've been talking about love problem, matters of the heart. Anything that if you're like in love with that someone, maybe you have problems, you can still send your emails and let us know, right, honey?
That's right. Apart from that, we don't want to just focus on the matters of the heart. Would like to focus on, you know, anything under the sun, any topic that you would like us to discuss. We'd love for you to, you know, give us a tip on what you want us to broadcast on live on TLC, right?
Yeah, that's right. Do you still remember what did you say?
I said I was supposed to mention your real name. I forgot your screen name. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And sorry, do you still remember our hotline?
Ooh.
It's, I think.
Boy,
I still remember.
I don't know.
It's 206-338-5691. But I don't think it's working still. I don't know.
Active?
I'm not sure. I have to check.
Why don't we just ask them to write us an email?
Email, yeah.
In our Yahoo Mail or our Friendster account. I'm not quite sure what the address is. Would you still remember?
TLC podcast at yahoo.com. Right? TLC and then podcast at yahoo.com. So definitely, you guys, we'll see what we can do, because we love doing our podcasts. It's been a long time and we've been very busy. That's why we haven't produced any.
Exactly. Where are you based right now?
Well, actually, yeah, I'm supposed to say that too. I'm in Miami right now. And you, honey, where are you right now?
Well, I'm still based here in San Francisco, but in a few hours' time, I will be flying to Las Vegas. I'm sorry, not Las Vegas, but Los Angeles in California, because I will be covering the Oscars.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I thought you were like
so serious.
Why do we do that? I'll tell you later. I'll try to go on the air later mm-hmm. at around, I think the Oscar is about 8 in the evening, 7 or 8 in the evening, and give you live feedback on what's going on, huh?
Actually, my jet plane is waiting for you. It's at the airport right now. Yeah, you have to be here soon.
Want to have a live broadcast of what's going on over the
Come again?
I said, don't you want to have a live broadcast on what's going on at the Oscars later tonight?
I'll see if Ryan Seacrest is gonna permit me to to cover, you know, the Oscars tonight. You know,
he hasn't called in sick, so
yeah, maybe he's scared. He's scared that I'm gonna come out later on.
I think you have a duty. You're on
tonight. Yeah. Well, we're just doing this because we still have time, right? You know, it's basically we're broadcasting this one today, Sunday. Today is February 25, 2007. Let me ask you something, honey. So how's your Valentine's Day?
You know, I have totally forgotten what we did, what my boyfriend and I did, but it means it's not that important, huh?
Did he surprise you of anything? Like anything, you know, extraordinary?
I remember. We went to this restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's a restaurant where the very first time that we had a date was in this particular restaurant. So he took me there.
Wow.
So kind of like reliving old memories.
Definitely enjoyed.
Oh, yeah, it. Definitely. Definitely. Oh, what about you? How was your Valentine's
Day? My Valentine's Day? Where was I? That was the day after my examinations, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I did celebrate, though, but
also,
you know,
going to be a registered nurse, has taken the NCLEX to be an RN here in the United States. Isn't that neat?
Mm-hmm.
You guys ought to give him a big hand. Woo-hoo!
Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
No, but the problem is, the hard part is when you're waiting for the result, because I took it here in Miami.
I know, you're very anxious to know.
Yeah, my anxiety level is so high.
100 point 1000%,
I guess. We never know. Let's hope for the best, you know.
I'm sure you'd do fine. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a very intelligent person. Oh.
Yeah. And let me ask you something. How about you? Your plans of are you gonna pursue or push through with what you've been telling me before that you would want to
continue? Idol kita, kaya. Kaya, I will try to push through with nursing as well, but I'm not quite certain because I want to study back home since it's a lot cheaper than here.
Yeah, a lot cheaper.
Here in California, if you study nursing for a two-year program, would cost me about $65,000. That's much for me too.
So how do you do that? Like, you have to like loan or borrow some money, something like that. You have to pay like monthly.
Yeah, it's a loan. $65,000. You'll pay that in 10 years.
Oh man, that's like buying a Mercedes, right? You know.
But here's the deal: since you'd become a nurse in a registered nurse in a few months' time, maybe you can lend me some money.
Oh, for sure. Malakas ka, ganun.
Libre na yon, libre na yon, ha?
Yeah. When I get to California again, we're gonna look for a job there.
Absolutely. As I was mentioning, try hospitals, private hospitals like Stanford or, you know, public hospitals like UCSF. They pay huge money with RN people, you know, with a nurse.
A lot of people are getting sick, so we have to take care of them.
Yeah, and then you know what? Once you've entered, let's say Stanford or UCSF, then maybe you can hook me up too.
Oh, no problem. And it's like knowing someone who can help you out, something like that. And then in return, someone will help you out.
Sidekick mo na ako niyan, for sure.
Oh. Hospital na, and then we're gonna be together again, and maybe we're gonna do our podcast more often, right?
Podcast in the hospital.
Podcasting in the hospital, yeah. While you're on break. Okay, come on. Bring your laptop and stuff. We're gonna record. Anyway, so what's gonna be in store for our podcast in the coming months, I guess? What do you have in mind?
Well, that will be a surprise. Once we have finalized everything, then we'll just, you know, surprise our listeners, yeah?
That's a good idea. So we need your help, guys. If you would like to join us once again, send us your email, tlcpodcast@yahoo.com. If you have suggestions, you know, any topic that you would like us to give you back, okay? So that would be nice.
Exactly. Ibig sabihin lang nun, wala pa tayo naiisip.
Oh, okay. Ano lang to, parang testing lang ulit. And I guess we're kind of lucky because there were people who they left some comments, right? Nung mga nakaraang mga months. So
that we were out?
No, actually they've been waiting, sabi nila, for our next episode. So it's much. Nice, you know. Nakaka-touch. Ganun eh.
Nakaka-touch. Tinatch ka.
Oh, na kaya we have to do more episodes. So
definitely we will, you know. Mm-hmm. Hopefully kite once a month would be fine,
yeah, once a
right?
month. And we can do like 30 minute long podcast. And not just
what have we been doing before?
It was like 15 minute podcast with three songs, something like that. And we have our different segments. If I can remember the segments, we have the Matters of the Heart. What else do we have? We had
trivia.
Yeah, the trivia. That was nice, you
and
know.
And then we have these quotes.
Yeah, the love quote. The infamous love quote. You know, read by the one and only Honey.
And sometimes she also
yeah.
And of course the infamous the infamous ending line.
Ending line.
Always being mentioned by David Hart.
Goodbye for now.
There you go.
All right. I started saying that when I was a DJ back then in the Philippines. Nagsisimula pa lang tayo. Kasi you have this personality, sabi. Kailangan magkaroon ka ng sarili mong personality, right? So, I thought of...
So, yung personality mo.
Parang tagline na when you say goodbye after or ending your program, something like that. And then people are like, you know, they're used to hearing that goodbye for now thing. How about you? Do you have anything? Like, for your style or something?
I don't really have a goodbye line. I usually have a goodbye song.
I thought it was like, goodbye, honey, chin chin lu.
You're corny.
You're corny. Yeah. They've been saying that before.
No, I think I used to have a goodbye song back home when I was, you know, a DJ, but I seldom do that. You know how it is, commercial radio, you can't be playing songs every day. Same songs every day, unless it's a famous song. But you know, when we were still with can I mention station?
Yeah, you can mention station.
Okay, when we were still with 101.1 Yes FM, I noticed that the morning DJ back then, his name was T-Bone.
Mm-hmm.
T-B-O-W-N-E. That's how he spells his name.
Okay.
But he used to have a last song. Every day he plays that last song before he turns it over to, I think what the program named after his program was, Yes, what's that again?
Yes, it's morning something.
It's a love song program. Think of that again?
Yeah,
I know mine is Yes by Night.
Yes, it's morning.
Yes, mid morning. Yes,
mid morning, something like that.
Whatever.
Something to do with the yes thing.
Yeah, and then he always plays a song. It's I forgot the title. Wild something. It's a real nice song.
Wild World.
Yeah, Wild World. Wildhead.
And then what happened?
But it's a nice song, uh-huh. So. Well, he's not reprimanded by it. Only because he's the number one DJ, I guess, or he's the morning man, yeah. So he never got reprimanded with it.
Because, you know, in my opinion, DJs back in the Philippines, it's not just the station. You have to have this personality, right? Yeah, we know that we're carrying the station.
You have personality.
Mm-hmm. We know that we're carrying the station, but you have your own, you know, set of listeners. You have your followers. They might say na parang fans mo sila, but for us DJs, we treat them like friends too, right? Hindi lang kumbaga fans or tagahanga or whatever.
Absolutely, yeah.
So do you miss being a DJ in the Philippines?
Yes, you know naman first love natin yan, diba?
Mm-hmm. When you were like college, back in college days, right?
Mm-hmm. I think I was...
You were still 15?
Yeah, right.
And I was 12.
Mukha pa lang, mukha
man. No, I'm just kidding. And you know,
like your spot and tama sa akin.
Hindi ate. I can actually call you ate. Kidding aside. Oh well, those were the days na we were like engrossed na we wanna be a DJ, yeah, we wanna go on board, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, parang exactly.
Pag hindi ka nakapag on board, it's like, oh, parang they don't like me, you know? It's a big deal actually.
That's true, but back then when we were still starting, we go on the air but probably once in 2 months, huh? Because masyadong mga members, so parang baliwala.
And the fun part was parang there were certain air dudes and air babes, you know, na medyo they're like, oh, I'm better than you. It's not being better or, you know, it's not being magaling. It's just that as long as you can deliver, as long as na you think that you have this talent, na yung passion, nandun, you know, just do your own thing, right?
Right, do what you love to do and you'll be just fine.
And they would always say that, oh, you want to be a DJ, walang pera dyan sa radio. But as long as you love what you do, go for it. If you're dreaming of becoming one, people are going to support you.
Wala bang pera? Ikaw hula ko, madami kang pera
eh. Back in the Philippines, ha?
Madami kang
kickback.
Madami kang kinita eh.
Ikaw ba wala?
Madami kang kinita eh.
Oh well.
Okay na.
That's top secret, you know?
Okay, edit.
edit. No. Well, that was a fun part na kailangan na parang you have to look for another income.
Source of income.
Yeah, source of income. Oh well.
So as I was saying, I'm headed to Los Angeles now. My flight is around 5:00 tonight. And again, this is just a test of what you guys would expect in the near future. A more stable, a more meaningful, more fun, more entertainment, good quality podcast, if you might say, of The Love Chat with Honey and David Hart. Right, David Hart?
Mm-hmm. And in addition, we would also like to incorporate videos in the coming episodes. You know, if I'll be able to go to California, I'll make it a point na makukuha ako ng video si Honey, you know. Us talking in front of the camera.
Hello.
Yeah, you know, so there's no mystery anymore. You know, who's Honey?
We can explore other possibilities.
And who's David Hart, you know? Or there are certain possibilities.
Keep me as a mystery.
Mystery, you know? Yeah, but, you know, because of the vlogging
keep
thing.
Keep me as a mystery.
And to... Mm-hmm. be able to let people know na parang maraming makakapanood, pwede rin natin yung ilagay sa YouTube, right? People are...
Wow,
That's another.
I'll leave that all up to you, Mr. Technician Man.
Mr. Technician Man. Oh well, so I guess that's about it for our episode today. We would like to thank everyone.
Yep. We'll look forward to giving you more of these and hopefully better ones in the near future. Right, David Hart?
Right, honey. So for now, we would like to say bye-bye and catch us back next time.
Right. Thanks.
Okay. So...
And do your line, man. I'm waiting for your line.
Yeah. But you have...
Close okay, the show, so boy.
The show is not complete, right? Without... The goodbye thing line.
The show is not complete, so I'm gonna do my line now. This has been Honey.
And this has been David Hart. Goodbye for now.
You've just heard The Love Chat with Honey and David Hart. Join us again next week for another exciting episode of TLC.
Connection terminated.